welcome to Make Bank with Mia Banks. I'm Mia Banks, and I'll be your host. I grew up learning about the stock market and the importance of investments from my dad. I immediately became intrigued, but realized that there are not enough women represented in this field. This podcast is intended to promote conversation among females regarding finance, the stock market, investments, and more. And most of all, create a space and environment to empower girls to be confident in the world of finance. I'm so excited to have you and teach you why money matters. Hey everyone, welcome to my first ever edition of Make Bank with Mia Banks. My goal here is to create an environment for girls to learn more about finance and the stock market. When you hear the words finance or investing, what's the first thing that you think about? For some, these terms may suggest a possible career path or simply umbrella terms that cover making a lot of money. For many, however, investing is a foreign and complex topic better left to the professionals. Sadly, many people are discouraged from getting started with investing because they think that they have neither the resources nor the right understanding to make profitable financial decisions. The finance industry tends to be a male-dominated one. Society has created a space where women are less encouraged to participate in finance, and although we live in a progressive world where women are told that they can do anything they want to, there is still this masculine mystique around finance and investing that makes it hard for girls to feel like they have a voice and place in this industry. I started getting interested in finance and the stock market when I was only 15 years old, which was 2 years ago. My dad introduced me to investing, and I immediately became obsessed, primarily because of the concept of compound interest, which we will get into later. But essentially, compound interest basically means that you're making money off of your own money. And it basically means that your money is literally working for you to make more money. As I continue to do more research and invest on my own and invest my own money into the stock market, I still felt like I was an outsider, especially in casual conversations about finance. I was almost scared to jump into conversations when guys in my class would be talking about cryptocurrencies and their latest investments. And I've realized that the way that I was feeling was extremely damaging and more so a reflection of a larger issue in a stigmatized industry. Okay, let's look at some numbers about women in the investment world. According to Investopedia, the percent of investment bankers of women to men are vast. For an investment banker, 72% are men, while only 22% are women. Floor bankers are 88% men and 10% women. And for a floor trader, 90% are men, while only 7% are women. A 2019 study by Deloitte found that only 6 of the 107 largest public financial institutions in the United States had women in the role of CEO. Harvard Business School found among senior roles in venture capital and private equity, women held just 9% and 6% of the positions respectively. Women, and especially women of color, are underrepresented in the leadership of North American financial industry firms. While women make up 30% of the entry-level positions at these firms, they make up only 17% C-suite positions. And this number drops to just 1% for women of color. Studies show that women lack financial literacy. FINRA, the regulatory body that oversees all security firms in the U.S., conducted a national study that shows that women are less financially literate than men, answering only 48% of the questions correctly versus men who answered 58% correctly. Another point is that women lack investment confidence. A study by Merrill Lynch asked men and women about their confidence in handling different financial tasks. Confidence levels are between the sexes were similar for paying bills, budgeting, paying off debt, and even choosing insurance. But when it came to managing investments, only 52% of women felt confident versus 68% of men. Looking at another survey, more teenage boys than teenage girls reported increased investing interest because of GameStop. When it comes to cryptocurrency, half parents said that their teens know about Bitcoin than they do, and 45% of teens agreed. Teenage boys were much more likelier than teenage girls to say that they knew more than their parents did about Bitcoin. All right, given all of that information, let's take a look at some ways that girls can build financial confidence. Number one, find a good role model. Learn about what obstacles they overcame and how you can carry out their lessons into your own journey. 2, find people you can see yourself in. You can really value resources that are relatable to you. 3, read the Wall Street Journal and other financial publications. There are so many resources out there, and it's just about understanding and getting more knowledge because That's extremely powerful. Four, lastly, watch financial news on the TV or on the internet. It can be extremely helpful and fun to see visuals, and it can really help make some really good connections for you as well. I hope that Make Bank with Mia Banks will spark your interest in finance, and I'm so excited to introduce you to these amazing women who are paving the way for other women in finance and the business world. For additional information about this episode, please go to my website at makebankwithmiabanks.com. Thank you, bye.